Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A former partner of mine, the television voice of the Philadelphia Phillies, who now, you thought you had a tough act to follow with Harry Callis. Try following Lenny Randle, Tom McCarthy. How you doing, bud?
So I understand.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, baby.
Larry Anderson used to have some stories about Lenny because, you know, obviously they play together in Seattle. He had some really funny stories about it, like the day he tried to blow the baseball foul.
He says he was yelling
LA
at
was
it.
The pitcher then.
So great.
So tell us, you've been at the ballpark from what I've seen on Twitter, following the Phillies workouts. I mean, there's nothing more enjoyable than watching PFPs and, you know, guys shagging in the outfield.
Bunting practice,
From what you could tell, what are the chances that MLB can pull this off and we can go uninterrupted?
You know, it's funny, Howie, that's part of the reason why I went. I just wanted to see how they were doing things and kind of what the protocol was at the stadium, which was really easy. And they looked like they were having a good time. My thought is, yes, they can do this. The biggest thing is the travel, I think, and just, you know, doing what the NBA is doing in the bubble and the NHL is doing in the separate cities. I think that's going to be the toughest part, is how are they going to be when they get on the road and get exposed to so many different things. It looked to me like the guys were having fun. I've texted with a bunch. We've been on Zooms with them. They seem to be comfortable in the surroundings right now. You know, obviously, as you guys know, we don't see them. We can't talk to them. And that's how they're trying to preserve their health. So, you know, I still think they're going to be able to do it. But I do think that there's going to be speed bumps along the way.
Now, a lot of things. Now, the first thing I'm going to ask you, I know that a lot of people are, you probably aren't traveling at all. Are you going to come to New York? I know the Phillies are coming next weekend, I guess, or next Monday for an exhibition game. Okay.
We're doing everything, Susan, from Citizens Bank Park. We're doing road games, home games. We're just going to be in our own TV booth and watch everything off a monitor when they're on the road.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're doing. I know that if there's anybody that'll have everything buttoned up, it's the manager, Joe Girardi, and his bench coach, Rob Thompson. There's nothing, and I know Robbie just got up there from Clearwater a couple of days ago. He was down there, and Clearwater stuck down there in test purgatory. Now he's there. Now the two of them are the most concise, buttoned-up people I've ever met, both of them, so there'll be nothing that they haven't thought of.
No, I agree with you on that. I mean, listen, Joe's been great on these Zooms, and it's exactly how you described it. He's buttoned up, and it was nice that Tom's was able to get there yesterday. I talked to him a couple of days ago, and he said that they, you know, he and his wife both were feeling good and was just, you know, hankering to get going. I mean, Jim Gott is in the same boat, although he hasn't gotten there yet because he and his wife Kathy both had it too. But Joe's been really good. His Zooms and the way he's explaining things and the way he's structuring it, I'm telling you, it's really been enjoyable to kind of listen to him, to take control. And I think that's the biggest thing is control. He has control of the situation, and I think that's what the players have felt also.
How about the former Met now, Zach Wheeler, who has made some noise about perhaps opting out at some point? His wife is going to have their first child this summer. What do you sense Zach's going to do? Any idea?
That's a good question, Howie. I watched him throw the other day, and he looked really good. I mean, it was obviously an inter-squad game. But I do think that depending on when his wife gives birth, which is at the end of July, I think that's when he'll make a decision. And would it surprise me if he opted out? No, it wouldn't. I don't think Joe has said that as of now, he feels really comfortable about the way things are, the protocol, how the medical folks are handling things. And I think that's a big thing. If he feels comfortable that the baby and his wife will not be exposed to anything, then I think that he'll go on and pitch. But I wouldn't be shocked, if he decides not to or takes extra time to do it. But right now, Joe is saying that he does not think that Zach is going to miss any time, which is great. But as we found out with Buster Posey and everybody else that's decided to opt out, there's no roadmap for any of this. You kind of have to let guys make this decision based on what their personal feeling is with their families. And you really can't criticize because everybody's in a different boat.
Yeah, they really are. And one thing I just want to say, because we had heard earlier that Fernando Tatis Jr. had tested positive. He is sick, but now it is not the coronavirus. He is a regular flu. So that's what I was just told now. So I don't want that floating around there.
We had Scott Kingery, who obviously is one of our younger players. I mean, he got hit pretty good, he said. He just arrived yesterday. But he was sidelined for about a month. And he kind of described it. Jim Salisbury, one of my colleagues from NBC Sports Philly, wrote a really good story about it, just about what he went through. He said for the first 3 days, it was so-so. And then he felt fine for a day, and then whammo, it started going, to different parts of his body. So he still even said yesterday that he has shortness of breath when he's out playing and taking batting practice. Yesterday was his first day taking BP.
Which is why it's so difficult to really get a feel for how teams are going to be affected by this.
Yeah.
Even when those players do come back, as Scott Kingery is now. And, it just again, makes you wonder about the unpredictability of it. That look at Freddie Freeman, for example. Who knows if Freddie Freeman's going to be able to play, right? Because, he had it pretty hard. And obviously Nick Markakis saw that and opted out. So, Tom, do you get when Scott Kingery tells his teammates what he went through, do you think that might give any of them pause about continuing on?
Well, I don't know if it gives them pause, Howie. Like as you described with Markakis, how he kind of had pause after talking to Freddie. But I do think it maybe gives them a little bit more incentive to follow the rules to the T, if that makes any sense. Because, it's hard to have empathy for somebody, but when he explains it the way he did, and I thought he did a really good job explaining what he was feeling, I think that players will probably sit there and understand better, what effect this virus has, even on guys that are in tremendous shape and are younger and healthier than all of us.
Tommy, if you can just look at the team and look at if there's attrition and people get sick and you have to bring people in and replace established people, how much can the Phillies take that and still continue to roll?
It's a really good question, Susan. I don't know. I do think that there's depth in the outfield, and I think that's good. And they have little depth in the infield. Here's the thing, that their top offensive prospect is Alec Bohm, but he's untested. He's working out with them. If something happens, let's say if Kingery can't play and they decide to use Alec at third and move Gene Segura to second base, so maybe that works out. But what are you going to get from Alec? Nobody knows because he's going to be a rookie. So I think outfield-wise, they're okay. I think obviously if we lose JT Realmuto, you've got Knapp, who's a good defensive catcher, but is not what JT is from an offensive standpoint. So I don't think it's an overwhelming amount of depth, but I think as Joe has said and Matt Klentak has said, they'll approach – they have guys. It's just it may not look the same, and it obviously is not going to have the same kind of pop as, they would normally have with their lineup.
Speaking of JT Realmuto, and we're chatting with Tom McCarthy, the TV voice of the Philadelphia Phillies and my former partner on New York Mets radio casts. JT Realmuto could go free agent at the end of the year, and there's some speculation about you know, for every pending free agent, whether they might opt out of this thing early at some point to preserve themselves to try to get the best deal over the next number of years. Where do you think things stand with JT and the Phillies?
Well, I think that we'll know a little bit more probably in the next couple of weeks, because during the whole quarantine, and I didn't realize this, I guess I should have, there's no negotiation. You can't talk to players. And I guess I knew it, but didn't realize it. So they've been together for 2 weeks now. There hasn't been any kind of presentation made. I know he likes it in Philadelphia. I know he likes playing for Girardi. Well, he's liked the first month of playing with Girardi. He loves playing with, you know, Harper and Hoskins and those guys. But it's going to come down to the dollars. I mean, he has already said that he wants to establish a market for catchers, because he feels like catchers as a whole are underappreciated and underpaid in Major League Baseball. What that market is, I don't know. I think he'll go out on the free agent market, but I don't think the Phillies will be out of it by any stretch of the imagination. But Matt Klentak said about a week or week and a half or so ago that the landscape is different now, because we are void of 102 regular season games and 162 without fans. So you've got to take that into consideration. You know, I think the Phillies have a really good chance to re-sign him. If he goes in the open market, I don't know how you guys feel. I don't know what the market's going to be like for guys because of everything. That, you know, teams aren't making the money, at least seasonal money, the way that they've made it in past years. Now, do they have money in the coffers? Some of them do, yeah. But I don't know what the market's going to be. Is it going to be better than, you know, what he would get if they offered him the qualifying offer and then maybe a few million dollars more and sign him to a 3-, 4-, 5-year deal? I don't know.
And that'll probably depend. Is he a Boros guy? Because that's a Boros phrase. I want to establish.
He's not. No, he's not. You know, he's and I'll say he met with us the other day on Zoom. And he said, guys, I really don't want to talk about the contract because I haven't really had any negotiations with the Phillies because of the pandemic. But he did answer a couple of sort of superficial questions about it. And he's a really good dude. I mean, he's a good leader, too. And I know that, you know, they obviously want to re-sign him, and they're going to do everything they can to re-sign him.
Well, I would love to say, since the Mets and Phillies are in the same division, that we'll see you soon, but I'm not really sure that we will, right? Because
well, you're on Twitter now. I see you every day. You're on Twitter. I see you every day. I have followed every haircut you've had.
And you followed one of them.
All one of them.
I went 4 months.
Now, have you followed him and him and Alyssa with the fight that they're having about whether she can get a puppy?
I do. I have followed it. I've chimed in a couple of times. I'm wondering what kind of puppy.
and who's going to take care of the puppy?
Father, that would be my response, because, you know, my kids always tell me that they want another dog. We have two. And I tell them, if our dogs were interviewed by the dog coming in about whether they like the dogs or not, they would not get a good review.
All right, on that note.
Well, yeah. See, I'm very simple-minded with this, as with most other things. I just want a grand dog. That's all.
Yeah.
You just go, right. You pet it, you have fun with it, and then let somebody else clean up.
They're great.
All right, Tommy. Thank you. Well,
thanks, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.